every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown. Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lavetta. How are you?
I'm doing good. So today is Veterans Day. You had to remind me. Just a little bit. Veterans Go ahead Day. And thank the veterans.
Well, I just want to take this opportunity to thank all those who served in the military service for this community, mm-hmm. the ultimate sacrifice, the sacrifice that they've made. And I just wanted to take this time to say thank you because we're free because you invested into this country. And I want to thank all those that are out there, veterans, and who serve in this country.
Actually, I need to be sending some text messages. Thank you so much to everybody who served. Now, Mayor Brown, I think you got a little bit of information that you can help me with. It's been all this talk about infrastructure this and infrastructure that. Honey, what does that mean? And break it down to us.
So the infrastructure bill that just passed, it's been going on for some time, but it's one of those things where our roads and our bridges are really outdated. We mm-hmm. haven't invested in our roads and our bridges for many years. And this infrastructure bill, originally it was a larger amount. It's less than what it originally was, but it's a big start. What this is going to mean that the states are going to get money for infrastructure, for bridges, for roads, for transportation, and then those will trickle down to communities like Youngstown. But the bigger piece for me and that I saw in the infrastructure is that there will be opportunity for many, many jobs that are going to come, definitely for skilled trades, and I would encourage anyone, if you're thinking about it, going into skilled trades, this would be the time to do so.
Absolutely,
because they're going to need so the influx of money to do these projects they're going to need people to help with this. So I'm encouraging everyone to get involved and get in engaged in that. So I look forward to the improvements that are going to happen throughout the state and improving on transportation. So just stay tuned and see how that unfolds in the state of Ohio.
All right. We'll be talking about that in weeks to come. Now, something we can talk about now. I had somebody ask me a question about development on out in the Sherrinland area. Is there a new development or something going on out there, or what do you think?
Well, no. A lot of times what people, they see the gas lines going in. They mm-hmm. figure, well, they're putting new gas lines in because there's a development. But actually, Dominion is actually putting in high-pressure gas lines throughout the city of Youngstown. So it's not just one area, it's multiple areas. You'll see it. I've seen it on the north side, south side, east side, west side. So they're putting them in. We would love to have development in everywhere, but that's what happens. You put the infrastructure in now, and then they're updating the gas lines, the high-pressure gas lines.
Okay, so that's what's going on there. Okay, now let's talk about something I saw in the news, and I'm nosy, and I like to know. What's going on with the DoubleTree?
So yesterday what happened was the border controls, which we extended, we did not default on their payment to the city of Youngstown. The city of Youngstown has a lien on the property because we invested into the DoubleTree when it was initially going on. I believe they've invested about $30 million. What they're trying to do, Lavetta, they're trying to get just one mortgage. So, but right now they have multiple mortgage and liens with various entities, and the city of Youngstown is one of them. And in order for them to do anything to change the structure, they have to get our approval. So, you know, we didn't move to default because they're trying to change their financials, and we see their financials. That the DoubleTree is doing pretty well, and eventually they want to pay us off. What we're going to do is get our monies on the back end on a balloon payment. So we're working with them because that's a gym we have downtown. We're looking forward to them being able to just get one mortgage, pay the city off, and they're looking for one banking institution that they can work with and remove us from that deal. So that's why we're working with them. We're going to get more money out of the deal at the end or when they ever get a new mortgage.
Awesome. So any parting words for the citizens of Youngstown before I let you go today?
You know what, as I said earlier, I wanted to thank the veterans, but also remember we're still in the middle of a global pandemic.
And
if you have not been vaccinated, we encourage you to get vaccinated. But also understand now that there is a booster out there, and if it's time for your booster, find out from our local health department. They've been all out into the community and making sure that those who want it can get the vaccination. So that's my big word of encouragement for everyone.
All right, and I think you just encouraged me to go check and see if I'm due for a booster. Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Loretta. Have a great day.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.